Welcome to Connecting the Community podcast. I am your host, Marge Andre. I will be connecting you to people, organizations, and events that create community. I am creating this podcast in Richmond Hill, an eclectic and very culturally diverse community with lots of trees and streams and interesting people, just up the hill from Toronto. On this podcast, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Jenny Cheong. A few weeks ago, I'd asked friends if they had suggestions for podcast guests, and Jenny was suggested. She's a cellist from Richmond Hill, and I believe she has a lot more to tell us. So welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Marge. Thanks for inviting me.
I'm so glad that we've found the time to do this. I'm really, really looking forward to our conversation, getting to know you a bit more. But before you tell us what you are now doing, can you please tell us some of your background? Where were you born and where and what did you study?
So I was born in Seoul, Korea, and I came to Toronto in 1998. I lived in Toronto for 26 and a half years now. And apparently I lived in Richmond Hill for 11 years.
Okay.
Yes. And I studied actually a variety of things, not just cello. So I got my Bachelor of Music from McGill University. That's for cello. And then I got my first master's that was in Master of Divinity. And then I studied church music. And then I went back to doing cello in master's. And then finally, I got my Doctor of Musical Arts in cello performance 2 years ago.
Woo. Well, that is very impressive, all the studying you've done, and especially getting that PhD. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So for those in and around Richmond Hill, we would have had opportunities to hear and to see you perform. I have seen you a few times, too, and I'm very glad of that. You are an amazing performer. But tell us about your performances.
Oh, yeah. So I performed at many different halls and many different places, but big halls downtown like Roy Thompson Hall, Massey Hall, and there's a nice big hall in Richmond Hill as well, Richmond Hill Performing Arts Center. I performed there as well with Richmond Hill Philharmonic Orchestra. I used to be the principal cellist there. And also there are very nice church buildings that has good acoustics, like Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church, St. Mary's Anglican, and Emmanuel Anglican Church. So yeah, so I've performed at all these places, and I thoroughly enjoy all these places too.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you for reminding us that Richmond Hill has some good places to listen to music. We don't just need to go downtown to Massey Hall. So yeah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I do associate cello music as just classical music, but you would disagree, correct?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm a classically trained musician, but I enjoy very much performing all kinds of genres as well. So I've performed pop music, traditional pop, contemporary pop, all kinds of pop music, sacred music, and film music as well. And depending on the event, people really prefer certain genre of music. So I try to accommodate that, and people really enjoy that.
Okay, so cello is not just classical music. Okay, can you describe the sound of cello, like maybe contrast it with the banjo?
Yeah, so actually, banjo, I think, according to Google, I don't know a lot about banjo, but it concentrates on the treble clef. So it kind of sounds like, in a way, violin, but not as high as violin. But cello is very interesting because it's actually known as the closest instrument to the human voice. So you know how, like, when boys speak, they speak lower than girls, and you know all these different ranges come. So cello covers very low C, the note C, to all the way high C and up. So bass clef, tenor clef, treble clef has a very wide range for sure. But banjo is different.
Okay, definitely.
Definitely. And it's just the way you sit with the cello too. We have this end pin that we have to put on the floor that vibrates the sound, and then
That is all very interesting. So obviously you have learned a lot, and but you also teach now. C can you tell us about your teaching?
So I teach actively, and I have students in all ages, so age 4 to 70 plus. And it's very interesting because all age group is all very different. And I teach piano, cello, and organ. For piano and cello, I mainly teach at my home music studio. For organ, of course, you have to go to a church to teach because I don't own this whole big organ at home. So it's been really interesting to learn about different age groups as I teach, because they're all very different. And they're all also very culturally different too. Some people have immigrated to Toronto recently, or the parents have immigrated and the children have born here. And
But yeah, that's interesting that you've said there is cultural as well as age. Yeah, I certainly ex expect teaching a 4-year-old is a lot different than teaching somebody like me. So yes, it's all good. But generally, can you say what makes a good music student?
So a student that practices regularly, and students that enjoy playing
Okay,
mostly,
that
right?
makes
And
sense. Yeah.
because it's some students, they are too young to understand music yet, and they're kind of being introduced to music. So, and not all of them like music right away. So,
Yeah.
so it's interesting. Actually, I teach my niece piano right now. She's very young. She just became 7 years old. But I tried to play cello for her too, but she didn't really like cello. It all depends, right? So it all depends. Even if your relative plays cello, you might like piano more. So
So,
it's very
okay.
it's a lot
So,
of fun.
cello playing is not genetic. So, okay.
No.
No. Okay. Now, I wanted you to talk about, what makes a good venue. You've bragged about how you were at Massey Hall and but also the Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts, which I know is a really good venue, but also churches. What is it that makes something a good place to perform at?
Oh, acoustic really matters a lot, especially for cello. So earlier I mentioned about the range of the cello. So sometimes some of the notes are very low. So in low register, if the acoustic isn't so nice, it doesn't resonate very well. So you want to make sure the audience can hear all the notes well. So I know that in Toronto, the most famous hall is Kerner Hall. It's the hall located at the Royal Conservatory building, and it's I guess relatively newly built. Now it's been built for a while, but so the acoustic is known to be like the best place there. But I would say in Richmond Hill though, all the historical church buildings, they're built very nicely for acoustic. So the churches I performed that were St. Mary's Anglican Church, Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church, and Emmanuel Anglican Church, they're very nice. They're not, in terms of size, they're not too big, like the cathedral church, for example. That would be huge. Or even though that has really nice acoustic too, like St. James Cathedral. I performed there too, downtown. It has, if you play one note, it just resonates so nicely. It's beautiful. But yeah, but you know, I would say churches are very well built, all these historical churches. For yeah, churches that were recently built, I'm not so sure about that, but all the historical churches, they're very nice for a string instrument.
Like I've actually heard at Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church, there's a performance I often hear, and I heard the performer really liked it because it has wooden pews and they just are really good for acoustical sound. So I hadn't thought of that. I also thought all churches have wooden pews, but I realized that's not always the case. So yeah, I find it fascinating what it is about these churches and these places that you really feel the music. But
Oh yeah, Richmond Hill Presbyterian Church is really great in so many ways for acoustics, but it's what we find is we don't want it too resonating. If it has too much of resonance, then all the sounds get mixed together. So it's a little bit dry, but it's just a good balance, just the perfect balance. So you
Very
can hear
interesting.
each other. Yeah, and you can still articulate, right? I guess you know, as a podcast speaker, you have to always enunciate and you have to speak clearly for the audience, right? So as a musician, we have to be clear when we play notes. But if there are too many vibrations in the space itself or too much resonance, then you can't hear everything clearly because all the sound just bounces off. So you need some sort of dryness and good balance. So
Well,
yeah, so I just find that it was
okay,
really
that you've explained that better than I have ever had it explained. So thank you for that. Yeah, I out for any musical guests, I take advantage of their knowledge and ask them these sort of questions. But one thing I really do ask all musical guests is I want you to talk about the power of music, the importance of music. You both as an individual, someone performing, but also as a listener. So, how do you feel about the power of music?
Yeah, it's really, as a performer, it's always an honor and privilege to perform for all kinds of people. But it's really after the performance, I hear feedback and comments from the audience. And you know, when people come up to me and say how much they enjoyed it, some of them cry, some of them smile and say that they were so moved by my music. It's really something as a performer, and it moves me too as I hear that. Recently, I performed at Hesperos Village. It's a nice retirement home, and when they were hearing, I was playing my Rachmaninoff cello sonata with my pianist, and they didn't even move when they were listening to my music. They were so into it, and then there was a lady sitting in front of me, and I guess she was really watching my fingers. So right after I was done my last piece, she said to me, "Can I touch your fingers? You have such tiny hands. How do you play?" And then she wanted to touch my fingertips because, you know, as a cellist, I have to use my fingertips to play the strings for my left hand. And she wanted to really feel them. And then she was telling me how she was amazed by watching my fingers move. And she really enjoyed it, right? So, yeah, so all these comments are so interesting, right? And yeah, so yeah, I really enjoy. So, I mean, Richmond Hill is a great community with all kinds of people, but playing at retirement homes, that's another great venue to play, actually. Some of them have great pianos, like Hesperus Village, for example. They have a very nice grand piano there. And I was performing there, and just my pianist really enjoyed playing with the good instrument, of course. And he kept talking about it. But yeah, the audience also really, really enjoyed too. I mean, there's something about, a few thousand or 2,000 people, sitting in Roy Thomson Hall versus like, 25 or 30 people in the audience watching you. There are like, it's huge difference. But this intimacy with people with small group of audience, 25 or 30, this intimacy you have and connection, and they sit right in front of you to watch. And like the lady, for example, she was really watching my fingers move, right? So that's something, because you can't do that in Roy Thomson Hall, right? So I really enjoy that the fact that Richmond Hill offers these nice intimate venues, and I really enjoy connecting with the audience, and they ask me personal, questions about music and questions about, for example, my relationship with my pianist and things like that. These are really interesting for them. But when you go to, TSO concert, for example, you don't get to talk to the musicians one on one after the concert. So these are really nice.
Very good. No, thank you for sharing that. Especially, I'll remember that story about your touching your fingers, and I can imagine that. I think the people at Hesperus are really, I think, musically, artistically inclined. So I'm not really surprised at that. I do see music as, phrase I like to use is harmonizing humanities, creating world peace. I feel like we need that more than ever now. I expect that you have had opportunities, particularly since you're based in Richmond Hill, to be performing with those who are from Russia, Spain, Middle East, those who are Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Hindu, whatever, all types of people. So, have you had these opportunities to have people from around the world with different backgrounds?
Oh yes, of course. The thing is, anyone can be musicians, right? You don't have to have the same religion, you don't have to have the same cultural background to be a musician. So you get to play with all different people, and I used to work at many different Anglican churches for 14 years as the music director. And I experienced meeting with other instrumentalists, and they're not really Christian, but they are hired to play at church worship services. And we get to play together all these Christian music, and we have lots of fun too. So, and also I myself have played some Jewish music as well, for example, for like holiday specials and like Fiddler on the Roof, Hanukkah music and things like that. So I really enjoy that as well.
We're fortunate to live in a very culturally diverse place, and I think as a musician, you get a unique opportunity to experience that. So I am wondering how you enjoy listening to music. Like, do you have a Spotify list on your phone? Do you go to performances?
Oh yeah, of course. Actually, I love listening to music when I drive. Especially like highway driving. Like I want to make sure, music is exciting and fun, and not like you want to fall asleep listening to music, right? You want to be awake, right? And sometimes there's traffic and stuff, so you want to make sure like music is exciting and fun to listen to. And actually, I really like listening to K-pop. And it's very interesting, I know, but I listen to all kinds of music, but K-pop is, for me, it works well when I drive, because it has beats, and it's very exciting to listen to. And classical music is also good too, like listening to really sustained quality of slow music, especially at night. It really calms me, and then it's really nice, like you're washing your dishes and you're listening to this calm music, it makes you feel really good. But the thing is, sometimes after many hours of rehearsals, I really enjoy a total silence. Yeah, because as musicians, we spend so much time listening to music and listening to yourself play. And, sometimes you just want a little break from that time to time. So, yeah, so that's another interesting thing.
That is interesting, and I've never thought about it, but it makes a lot of sense that you need a break, just a quiet time for your brain from music. So yeah. So what's your future? What are your aspirations? What do you hope to be doing?
Oh, I love performing, so I'm gonna continue that. And I also love teaching, so I'm gonna continue that because I love teaching and letting students know about all the techniques I have learned. And I love watching them grow musically. And just watching them enjoy music is also another my inspiration. I myself enjoy music, but teaching people and helping people to learn music and enjoy music, that's another great thing that you can learn from, teaching. So, yeah.
Nicely said. Very good. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I just hope, and I'm sure it will be, but Richmond Hill is a very active community, I think, in terms of music and performances and all the concerts that go through everywhere. I hope that that continues. And I know that there's Chorus York, which I played with, and other groups, and I hope that these special things just continue to grow, and it will be even more special with music.
I share your desire for that. Like, I have taken advantage of it. I've loved going to Chorus York performances as well as lots of performances. So this sort of leads into the question I ask all podcast guests, but I want your response to the question. Name one thing that you really like about this community.
I love how peaceful and calm Richmond Hill is. Like, for example, driving downtown is not so fun. And I don't like driving in one way because I always get stuck and get lost. So, yeah, I love Richmond Hill. I love driving, and I love, hanging out in this, just walking in my neighborhood. And it's just very peaceful and calm. Yeah, I love
Okay, thank you for
that.
saying that. I don't think I've had that response before. People say I love going for walks in the green spaces, but the idea of peaceful is not something I've often heard. So thank you for saying that. I will put your website in the podcast notes so people can check you out, your
Thank
performances.
you.
If they want to hire you, I've seen you even do weddings and such. So yeah,
Yes.
it's great. I enjoyed looking at your website. So,
Thank you.
thank you, Jenny, for taking the time to do this podcast, and I hope to see you and hear you soon. Thank you for listening. I would very much appreciate you sharing this podcast. Please tune in next week as we continue to explore the community. Consider emailing me at Marge, M-A-R-J, at margeandre.com. I welcome suggestions for podcast guests. Stay well, stay connected.